The Sloppy Sorting Hat is a podcast that includes adult language and content, as well as spoilers from your favorite TV shows, movies, and books. It is also a zero-budget production that may sometimes have weird audio quirks. You have been warned, and this is your last warning.
It's the Sloppy Sorting Hat. Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows. But because the hat and we are a little sloppy, we will most likely get it wrong. I'm Danny.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm a man, duh. I had to. Okay, we've got games, more games, end games, infinity games, marvelous games. We've got it all.
We're diving headfirst into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's about a million characters in the MCU, so today it's just part one where we focus on the Avengers.
But first, we need to get a little sloppy.
Ready, Fred? Ready, George?
Bottoms up.
I'll start us off. So for this segment of our Conjured Cocktail, I am mixing up what I like to call the Griffin Claw. This is the cocktail of choice for all those Hufflepuffs at the Ravenclaw Gryffindor Quidditch matches because they have friends in both houses and they don't know who to root for. This is also a collaboration with Marvel Universe because it is blue and red. So I layered some blue slushy with some red slushy and then kept layering it, added in some vodka, and voila! It makes the Griffin Claw. Go to our Instagram page for a photo of this drink and for the recipe.
I don't understand. So you layered the slushy and then you put the vodka in, and then was there just vodka on the top, or did you stir it and then you ruined your layers?
So it ended up being purple. But
why I was asking, because I was like, so this is just purple, right?
But we got the photo. So I actually did this yesterday at Danny's house. And shout out to Sonic for giving me the slushies. But yeah, Danny got a pretty good picture. And so I kind of forgot the segment of what we're supposed to do. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a Marvel Conjured Cocktail. And Danny reminded me that it is supposed to be Harry Potter Conjured Cocktail. Uh-huh. So I kind of had to just go with it. We thought of the whole Gryffindor Ravenclaw Quidditch match. You know, because their colors are blue and red.
Oh,
Ravenclaw is blue.
Yeah. Is red. Yeah,
you nailed it.
So I'm actually drinking a beer that Kara had. It's a Lionkugel's Harvest Pet Shandy, which is really good. And I'm also drinking coffee and water, but that's obviously not for the podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know that. All right, so Dede, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a half-assed version of a coffee cocktail. Here's the recipe. Make coffee. Chase a toddler around. Never drink the coffee. Put it in the fridge. Put toddler down for a nap. Take the coffee back out. Add some ice and a shot of vodka and enjoy. You're welcome.
It's amazing.
Your life sounds really rough.
Yeah, but I have some vodka in my coffee, so it's okay.
Makes it all better.
Mish, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the All Day IPA from Founders in honor of Steve Rogers' Captain America. Because as we know, when he is fighting, he says, I could do this all day. And I could also do this all day, this being drink beer and podcast with you guys.
Nice.
Oh, you're so cute.
But in reality, I'm drinking Coke Zero because I'm hungover.
Love it.
Well, while we get sloppy, let's play Oh Bloody Beep.
Oh, bloody hell. All she wants to do is me. My lips are getting chapped.
Okay, so I have found a few quotes from the Harry Potter books, and Michelle and Amanda will have to figure out what word I beeped out, and they can get bonus points for figuring out who said it, the book, the chapter, and the page number. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Number one, numbing the for a while will make it worse when you finally feel it. Okay, Mish, you can go first.
Pain.
That's correct.
Woo!
Okay, who do you think said it?
Ramus.
Nope. Amanda, for the steal.
I hear you typing, you cheater.
That was me. I'm not typing.
Wow, way to jump the gun, Mish. Dumbledore.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Amanda, what book, chapter, or page number?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Nope. Okay. It was in The Goblet of Fire, chapter 36, page 695. 1-1. Next.
Ooh, I'm off to a good start.
Okay, here we go. So he can sneak up on people. Sometimes he gets bored of running at them, flapping his and shrieking. Okay, Amanda, you go first.
Wings.
No. Mish?
Really?
Arms?
Yeah. Yes, it's arms. Michelle, you can go ahead with who said it, or the book, or chapter, page number.
Was it McGonagall?
No.
Ugh.
Amanda, for the steal.
Ron.
Yes. Go ahead, Amanda. Book, chapter, page number.
I'm going to go with Prisoner of Azkaban.
Wrong.
Was it Half-Blood Prince?
No, it was The Deathly Hallows, chapter 21, page 408. And it's they're talking about death and how he runs at people. And has that he has an invisibility cloak.
Anyway. I thought that they were talking about Buckbeak.
Oh. Okay. The score is currently 2-2.
Ooh.
Going into the last one here. Here we go. At least no one on Gryffindor team had to their way in.
Bye.
Yeah, you got it.
Damn it. I knew that one.
And go on with your...
go on, me.
Hermione?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amanda.
I knew all of those, so if it would have been me guessing first, I would have won. Just want to throw that out there, that it was close that time.
I think that's Chamber of Secrets, right?
Yeah.
Page 394.
No.
Chapter 6.
No, well, you were wrong. It was chapter 7, page 112. So Michelle wins 5-2. Womp womp.
Hey.
Womp womp.
Only exciting when Amanda wins.
That's rude.
It was close though. We were right by each other.
Yeah, we were right next to each other. All right, it's time to sort before we get started. Does anyone want to get out?
Yes.
When I call your name, you will come forth. I shall place a sorting hat on your head.
Avengers Assemble!
That's Leo yelling, Avengers Assemble.
So, I'll go first. I'm up with Nick Fury. I don't know why I said I'm up. That doesn't make any sense. I just said I would go first.
Okay. I'll go first, and I'm up with Nick
Fury. And I'm up real big. Okay. Who else would we start with but the man who assembled the Avengers, Nick Fury? This dude be walking around in the post-credit scenes of all the early movies asking people if they've heard of the Avengers initiative. And everyone's like, bitch, no. No one has heard of your weird Avengers scheme, okay? So I'm sorting Fury into Slytherin because he's clearly a schemey bitch. Out here, like, going to Iron Man, like, hey, you want to join the club? And, you know, just, like, running around. It's weird. And also, he can't eat toast that's cut diagonally, which seems like the kind of high-maintenance poser shit that Slytherin King Draco would do.
Oh, that is so true. I didn't know that about Nick Fury. How lame. What's wrong with eating toast diagonal?
Right. It gives, like, a nice little flair to your meal, Nick.
I know. Plus, you get that one bite on the end, and it's, like, the perfect bite.
Right.
Well, there's actually two. It's like a triangle.
You get three little quarters.
You get out of it. Three perfect bites.
Yeah. Yeah, Fury. So Nicholas Joseph
Suck
Fury.
On that.
Is his middle name really Joseph?
Yeah, I think is that because there's that scene in what's her name?
Captain Marvel,
yeah. Carol. If there's a scene in Carol's movie where he drives up and he says, Nicholas Joseph Fury, I think, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And she's like, why do you have three names? And then he goes on a whole rant of like, everyone just calls me Fury, even my mom or whatever.
that he only wants his friends and family to call him Fury because if somebody calls him Nick or Nicholas, he knows there's an imposter. Seems kind of schemey to me. Or is that smart? I don't know.
His whole life is a scheme.
I think he's pretty smart. And I mean, Slytherins are pretty smart because he befriends a Flurkin, you know, Goose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like besties, even though his bestie Flurkin like ripped his eye out. That's pretty smart.
Allegedly. Wait, did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Do we actually know for sure?
Goose didn't rip his eye out, but he did blind him.
Oh, okay.
Now he looks extra cool with his patch.
Right. Goose was just doing him a favor.
Right, exactly. And plus, Goose is the best, so.
Obviously.
Doesn't he like cats, too?
Yeah, he's a cat person, which is great.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the sorting, everybody. I just wanted to point out that he likes cats.
I think it does, because if you really think about it, like Slytherins and Ravenclaws are probably more likely to be cat people, and Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs are more likely to be dog people.
Okay.
Even though we're all cat people and we're Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs, I just think if you really think about it, that makes sense logically.
I agree with that for sure. I mean, cats in general just are like Slytherin just because they're cats.
Yeah, all cats are Slytherins. Yeah.
I know my cat is.
Yeah, that sounds right. Most cats are Slytherin.
She is sleeping right now, though. She's a Hufflepuff right now. So I'm up. I'm sorting Loki. He is called the God of Mischief. So I will admit, I haven't seen many of the Marvel movies. But from the research I've done, I can tell Loki is a very complex character, as most villains are.
Hold on a second. This is tragic, because this is my favorite character, and you basically just said, I'm sorting this person, I'm not sure who he is, and I'm very upset about it.
I know, so I'm going to ask you guys to obviously elaborate on it, and I'm sorry if I do a terrible job. I can tell that he, though, is a very well-liked character. But there's a lot on him on Wiki. On the wiki, I researched him. Okay, so I'm sorting him into Ravenclaw due to him being very smart with his plans. Some examples. He let the Frost Giants into Asgard. Is that how you say that?
Asgard.
Asgard, okay. So he let the Frost Giants into Asgard, but then also helped Thor fight them. And his motives weren't pure because this was the event that ultimately got Thor banished from Earth by Odin, who is his father. Right?
Yeah.
You guys have got to bear with me on this because I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really just reading off of Wikipedia. It's great so far.
Shout out to Wiki.
These are all correct facts.
Okay. So, Loki answered a call from Thor to help him save Jane Foster, and ultimately they did save her, but obviously there had to be something in it for Loki. He ended up faking his death and takes over the throne of Asgard as his own under a disguise of Odin. Seems pretty Ravenclaw to me, right?
Yeah, Loki took over the throne of Asgard.
Right.
That was a pun.
Okay.
He Loki.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, because low-key. Ah, good one, Mish. I like that one. All right.
Thank you.
In the time in Endgame, which I actually did see Endgame, when Iron Man, Captain America, and Ant-Man time traveled, this created an alternate timeline in the process. And when the future Tony Stark was struck by Hulk, this allowed the 2012 low-key to steal the Tesseract, whatever the hell that is, using it to create a wormhole and escaping.
Oh my God.
I think that was really smart of Loki. I mean, come on. That's...
No, yeah, that was legit.
So I saw something online where he ultimately created the Avengers.
Huh?
He didn't mean to, but he ultimately did. I don't know. I read it online somewhere.
Because he killed Coulson and that brought them together as an unlikely team?
No. So he had a plan... for Hulk to fight Thor, but this ultimately got Thor, Hulk, and Hulk to team up with Ant-Man and Iron Man to defeat Loki, thus creating the Avengers. What, obviously, it wasn't intentional.
No.
In the time thing? In the time heist? They were already created.
No, just in general.
Okay, the person that you took that from is very wrong.
I'm so confused.
Right, whatever. It doesn't matter because the main thing you need to know about Loki is he's hilarious. And I agree that he's in Ravenclaw because he's got that cutting wit. He can just make someone feel like an idiot by insulting them, which I really respect and admire and try to live up to. And also, he is one of my favorite memes comes from the scene where he's sitting like in that jail and he's like just being contemplative. And it's like, Danny, I know you've seen this one because you feel the same way as I do, where it's like me trying to decide what day to wash my hair to line up with my plans.
Yeah.
It's like two pictures of him thoughtful with his long hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was researching Loki, which I didn't really have to do much because I've watched all of the MCU movies, I really had a hard time sorting him. So I was on my notes, I have like Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw. I just love Loki so much. He's hilarious.
God, he's the best. That was tragic.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I know that he is a well-liked character. And I was thinking, I was like, I am not going to do this justice. So I just want to point out that I know I'm not doing it justice. And I am so sorry for all those Marvel fans out there. I will eventually watch the movies.
Oh my God.
I don't know what you expect from me, Michelle. I don't have all the time in the world to watch all the stupid Marvel movies.
Wait, when we decided to do this one, you didn't just go watch all like 50 of them?
I know. Crazy, right?
Oh, when I was looking at mashup memes, and I didn't end up using this one, and so I can say it now. There is this one of Dudley where it's like, hey, boy, this year you're going to get one MCU movie. And he's like, one? Last year I had three. And it was like, this year we get Black Widow and last year we got like Infinity Wars and Captain Marvel and something else. I can't remember. Ant-Man 2. Maybe I was like cracking up.
That is really funny. It's so true, though. It's pretty sad. This is a sad year.
Yeah.
For many reasons, especially the MCU. Okay. I'm up next.
Oh, God.
And I have Hawkeye or Clint. Hawkeye is probably a Hufflepuff. He knew he didn't have any real superpowers, so he worked really hard at one thing and became the world's best marksman. Personally, I'd like to see Hawkeye and Katniss battle it out with their bows and arrows because I'm honestly not sure who's better. Anyway.
It's Hawkeye. Right.
You think
obviously.
So?
Yeah, it's obvious.
Anyway, back to Hufflepuff.
It's Katniss, obviously.
Pretty loyal dude, like his loyalty to Black Widow and Cap, but he also disobeys a lot of orders and does what he thinks is right, especially if it involves saving people. He'll always choose that. He shows the puff puff tolerance trait, you know, like how he tolerates being the worst Avenger. Oh, just kidding.
Wow.
No, he's not that bad. I'm kidding. I like Clint. I like Hawkeye. But anyway, biggest Hufflepuff trait of all is justice. Like when he becomes baddie vigilante Ronin in Endgame and just goes on a killing spree of criminals for 5 years. If that isn't Hufflepuff, I don't know what is.
You could argue a Gryffindor trait because he seems a little bit reckless, but Hufflepuff, I love your answer.
Yeah, I always go out and violently kill a bunch of people in the name of justice, so we're the same.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm up next and I am sorting Black Widow, otherwise known as Natasha Romanoff. You could sort Natasha into pretty much any house, I think. So she's ready to sacrifice herself to save the world, Gryffindor. When we first see her in Iron Man, she's executing a brilliant scheme pretending to be Tony's assistant or something. It's been a while since I've seen the movie, but it's something like that, I think. Uh-huh. Anyway, Slytherin. When half of her friends have been snapped out of existence by Thanos, she's all broody and desperate to give them back because friends are everything to her or whatever. So Hufflepuff. And when Cap and Tony go at it in Civil War, she picks the correct side and assists Cap, who is obviously better than Iron Man. So Ravenclaw.
She actually picks Tony first and then switches over to Cap's side.
Right. Realizes that she's wrong and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And smart.
Okay. You're right. She's all of them.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm fully confident that Natasha would not even have the sorting hat placed on her head. That's not a question she needs answered.
Okay.
That's a reference to the hammer scene.
Hammer scene.
The one where they're all trying to lift Thor's hammer and nobody can lift it. And they're like, Natasha, you want to try? And she says, that's not a question I need answered.
Oh, she doesn't even know she's worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Man, that fell really flat. I didn't know Amanda had not seen any of this shit.
Is that it?
Yeah, so my argument basically is she wouldn't even get sorted. She probably wouldn't even go to Hogwarts. She'd do her own Natasha Black Widow thing because she's above like that kind of categorization. You know, she's like, don't label me, man.
Yeah, that sounds like Black Widow. She's kind of her own woman. She doesn't give a shit. I think that that's a, yeah. I mean, I had a hard time with her because she is pretty complex.
Yeah.
I guess, and I'm cool with that. I'm cool with her not being sorted. Although she's really a great character and she's like the only woman on this list. So
it'd be nice
if she actually came to Hogwarts with us.
Okay, well, she comes to Hogwarts, but she's actually just immediately a professor because she's such a badass. She doesn't need to learn anything.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'm cool with that. Amanda, you cool with that?
Yes. I love your sorting me. I think she is a badass. Like I said, I haven't seen many of the movies, but I do know that it seems as though she has some trust issues. And I think that's very smart of her because it is the Marvel universe and you don't know who to trust. So I put her into Ravenclaw for that. But I like your sorting me.
But she's like an assassin spy. So, I mean, it's probably a good idea
right.
to trust that many people. I need to slither in.
Slytherin!
In honor of Black Widow being a badass spy, I'm going to slither in with the Urban Artifact Spyglass, a delicious sour fruit beer. Yum, yum.
Yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. So I'm up next and I'm sorting Black Panther. I think Black Panther should go into Gryffindor. I think that it was pretty reckless of him to go after the Winter Soldier for killing his dad without doing any proper research. So it seems as though that he shows that he is a shoot first, ask questions later guy. And that has Gryffindor written all over it. A little reckless. On the other side of Gryffindor, I think he seems very proud of his family and where he comes from. He's willing to take the throne of king when his father dies and demonstrates a lot of courage when he grants Captain America and the Winter Soldier asylum in his country, despite knowing that his country might get war declared on them for housing the Winter Soldier. He shows a lot of respect for other people and is always wanting to do the right thing in the end. Just as a side note, I did research on him. He seems like a really awesome character, and the movie seems really badass, so I really do want to watch this one.
Yeah, you really need to watch it. It's on Disney Plus. Black Panther's amazing. I'm just going to throw him into Slytherin, though, because I'm just super jealous that I can't go to Wakanda and they keep it, like, hidden from everybody. I just feel like that's really unfair, and I'm going to blame it on him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's super dick.
Yeah, we all want to go to Wakanda, okay?
Yeah, it's like Hogwarts, where they keep it secret, and they keep Wakanda secret, and I bet they already have some kind of dirtbag alliance.
They must. That sounds right to me. So I'm up next and I have Hulk, aka Bruce Banner, or Bruce Banner, aka Hulk. Anyway, Brucey and Hulk are going to go to Slytherin because Hulk is green, and that seems like a good enough reason to me.
Love
but
it.
But also, like a lot of Slytherins, he's misunderstood. I'm not sure what Slytherins I'm talking about here, but let's pretend that's a true statement. Maybe Snape.
Adam. I don't know.
Adam, sure. Anyway, Bruce loses control every time he gets angry or excited and destroys a lot of shit and causes mass destruction. But really, he's just an ambitious, super intelligent science guy whose experiments tend to go a bit haywire. Like, you know, creating Hulk and Ultron. He seems a bit power hungry, especially in Thor Ragnarok, when he loves being the champion of Sakaar. I think that's how you say that. And has no issue fighting his good friend Thor that he knows from work. And Banner finally gets some science right and merges Hulk and Bruce into one being and then fully embraces his celebrity status. Therefore, I'm sticking with Hulk Green, Hulk Smash, Hulk Slytherin.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who has two sides like that is going to be in Slytherin just because it's schemey a little bit to have like two different versions of yourself.
Yeah, they make it seem like it was an accident, but was it?
Yeah, I don't think it was.
He also has the worst movie of the MCU, so.
Yeah, and it's not even Mark Ruffalo. Like, we're talking about like an old bad movie with like Edward Norton in it.
Yeah. But Hulk's still a cool character. I love Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk's a cool character.
Yeah, and Mark Ruffalo is amazing. Love him.
Mark Ruffalo posted a picture of himself with his face mask. That's the Avengers. And Leo has the same fabric face mask. So they're basically twins.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Leo's the new Hulk.
They're like soul brothers.
Yeah.
But other thing I think proves that Hulk is kind of schemey is that, like, we're led to believe for so long that Hulk can't talk. But all of a sudden, like, he can, like, in later movies or whatever. So, like, he could probably talk the whole time.
Yeah, probably. He didn't learn or anything like, you know, children do. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
He already knew. He was just being very quiet.
Yeah, he was being a dick. But he's a great guy deep down.
Yeah, deep down.
Really deep down.
Like when you get to Bruce.
Yeah, when you get to Bruce, and then he's just a cuddly little teddy bear guy.
Yeah. Fair.
All right, I'm up next, and I'm sorting Thor. Let me tell you guys a story about Thor. One time, when Thor and Loki were children, Loki transformed himself into a snake. He knows that Thor loves snakes. So Thor went to pick up the snake to admire it, and Loki transformed back into himself, and he was like, "That's me," and then he stabbed Thor. They were 8 at the time. Now, you might think this story demonstrates what a dumbass Thor is, and you'd be right, but what it actually really illustrates is that he loves snakes, so I'm sorting him into Slytherin.
Okay.
And honestly, the best thing about Thor is that most of the time when he's around, we get to enjoy Loki. So I didn't put that much effort into the sorting.
Okay. I was thinking Ravenclaw because he's smart enough to know that deep down Loki's a great guy. Even if Loki tricks him all the time.
Ravenclaw makes sense because he's like able to easily sniff out that Odin is not Odin, it's just Loki when he gets back to Asgard like immediately, right?
Yeah, and he's smart enough to just start binge eating and drinking when he's really sad.
Right. I mean, that's
very
smart.
He was stupid enough to go for the hand instead of the head. And then you were like, what the heck, Thor? It's all your fault. And that's why, you know, he got depressed.
His own head off?
No.
Yeah, his own head off. Yeah, he didn't. He should have cut his own head off. No, that would have been the smart thing to do.
I literally have no idea what's going on.
Well, it's a whole thing.
I'm up next, and I am sorting Iron Man or Tony Stark. So I got all my crying out when I sorted him, so don't worry, I will not be crying. I sort him into the Babe House, obviously, because it's Tony Stark.
Obviously.
And Robert Downey Jr. Okay, so I think that he just has everything going for him. He's incredibly intelligent. He is really never afraid of anything. He's incredibly witty, which I love, and he is just insanely entertaining. He is very caring for Pepper. And do you guys remember in the first movie when he takes that photo with the guy in the military? I still think it's so funny.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
In the first Iron Man movie, when he takes that photo with the military guy, and he's like, don't put up gang signs. Oh my God. Yeah. The one movie that I know of, and you guys don't know.
Well, I feel like it's been like 2,000 years since I've watched it.
Yeah.
2020.
Okay. So he was an excellent mentor to Peter Parker and was very dedicated to keeping him alive. He put his ego aside to be okay with Captain America being the leader of the Avengers, which shows humility and fairness. Even after stepping away from the Avengers to be with his family, he was still extremely loyal to his team and dedicated to save the world. He was the one who figured out how to time travel that would ultimately save the world from Thanos. And he even went back to help with the fight in the Endgame. So this did ultimately lead to Tony having to make the ultimate sacrifice, which was himself, to save the world. And I also want to point out that he loves cheeseburgers, which is obviously a Hufflepuff trait.
But does he love cookies?
It doesn't matter. It's just any kind of food, you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you love cheeseburgers, you've got to love cookies, too. They go together.
He doesn't love cookies.
You can put the cookies on the cheeseburgers.
My favorite thing to do is to go to McDonald's and get a hamburger and two chocolate cookies, and I take the buns off the hamburger and replace them with the cookies.
Yes. Oh, my God. You are onto something, Mish.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Tony, Iron Man.
Tony, he's the Tony, best Tony. Avenger.
Oh, that's an interesting statement. Don't know if that's accurate, but
he's not the best Avenger.
Who but is?
It's Captain America.
You really think it's Captain America?
No. Yeah.
No. Okay. It's
Iron
Well,
Man. How do you not think it's Iron Man?
Who do you think it is, Danny?
I think Captain Marvel's the best Avenger. We haven't. Well, she'll be in like part two or three or something, you know, because she came in late to the game for the MCU. But I think she's awesome.
I mean, yeah, she's awesome, but she's not Captain America.
But the most powerful Avenger is
not Iron Man.
The most powerful Avenger is definitely Scarlet Witch or Captain Marvel. It's one of those two.
Yeah, but I'm not. I just meant more the one I like the best, not power.
The one you like the best.
Are we talking about the best?
Huh. I don't know who I like the best.
It's Iron Man.
Well, I don't think Iron Man for me. I don't know. I really do like Hulk.
I think you should put Tony in the Ravenclaw because he's a man in a suit of armor. And if you take that away, what have you got? You got Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Yeah. I almost watched that movie the other night. That's funny. I think that he's actually in Ravenclaw. Like, I think that's his true house.
No, he's a Slytherin.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's power hungry.
I'm offended.
Yeah, he's definitely a Slytherin.
How in the world is he power hungry when he gives all of the, like, he lets freaking Cap or whatever you guys freaking say about Captain America, like, he gives him all of the calls. He's not power hungry.
They have a whole movie that's about him and Captain America fighting, so you can't say that Tony Stark lets Captain America have all the calls. That's inaccurate.
Iron Man was right. In that movie in Civil War.
No, he was not. Captain America was right. Are you kidding?
I know. I haven't watched the movie. So yes, I am kidding. I really don't know.
I agree with Michelle. Cap was right.
All right. Whatever. Why do you guys call Cap the best freaking name in the world?
It's short for Captain.
Wow.
I know. I'm being petty. I'm being a petty little brat.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to stupid Cap, L Cap, Cap, whatever.
Okay, yeah, let's
hey, wait,
move
Danny,
on.
Did you even say who your favorite Avenger is?
Well, I said that it was Captain Marvel.
I wasn't sure if you.
I think I'm gonna I'm gonna settle on Captain Marvel.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's better than Iron Man.
Yeah, shut up, Michelle.
Plus she's from like the 90s, which makes it even better.
Come on.
Yeah.
I just have to make one more point. Iron Man literally is the one who like sacrificed himself in the end.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't make him the best.
I don't care.
But you have to like him a little bit about whatever.
Oh yeah, I mean he's a great Avenger. Obviously he does a lot, but
yeah, I don't hate him. I just think Cap's better.
All right, let's go on to Cap. So I am sorting Captain America. And Captain America, that's America's ass.
Okay. Hell yeah, it is.
Now, I'm pretty sure Ant-Man was talking about Steve's booty, which is a very nice booty. But what if he was really just calling him an ass? And let's look at the history of Cap for a moment to see. First, he deliberately crashes a plane he is flying in order to save the United States, but basically dies and leaves Peggy. What an asshat. Later, despite Bucky being labeled a terrorist and having killed Tony's parents, Steve protects his bestie and causes a bigger rift in the Avengers. Ass clown. And he basically stole Thor's hammer by being so-called worthy asshole. And let's not forget that whole going back in time and like staying there thing to live out his happy life, but leaving all the other Avengers to take more responsibility. Jackass. So you know where the asses get sorted, right? Gryffindor. They may make some ass moves, but usually they're for a good reason, and the majority of them are badasses, so I think it's a pretty good fit.
I cried when we saw that he got to live his happy life with Peggy.
Oh, me too. That was so good. It's amazing. But then anything that involves time travel just blows my mind, and I just think about it forever.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it was still a good moment. My whole thing with Captain America is that if you look back to the first Captain America movie, like he seems kind of boring and lame. And like, I totally would not normally go for like the Captain America type as my favorite character, but like he evolves so much that by the end, when we're in Avengers Endgame, like he's fighting himself, the younger version of himself, and the younger version of himself is like, I can do this all day. And he's like, yeah, I know. And just like you can kind of see the weariness with where he's like, man, I was such an idiot back then. And I just thought that showed the growth that we had all seen really well and just made me love him even more.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Plus it's Chris Evans and he's, you know, he's really great to look at. So
yeah, shout out to
that's
Chris.
That's all I got about Captain America. No, I okay, really like the first Captain America. It's the only one I've seen. So just shout out to that first one. Really like
the one
it.
Where they like the one where they CGI Chris Evans to look sickly. It's, yes. It's strange. I'm not a fan of that.
But yeah. But I do like the storyline of it. He does look cringeworthy though.
Yeah.
And the part of the brilliance of Civil War as a movie, Manna, you should definitely see it, is that when you break it down, you would not imagine that Captain America would be the one who's like, we got to bring this government agency down. And Tony Stark would be like, no, we got to uphold this shit. Or, you know, or even like some, you know, Captain America is like, we can't sign this stupid accord. It's meaningless. And it gives us, and it like restricts what we can do. And Tony's like, no, we have to sign it. We have to make everybody happy. And it's like, who are these people? They have changed so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true.
And to start off with in that movie, they both have good points, but it ends up being that Cap is right, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you laughing at?
You do like Tony Stark.
I do. No, I don't hate him. I just like Cap better. That was my whole thing.
Okay, so from what I can gather in Civil War, that they both have good intentions in what they're trying to do.
Yeah. But Tony's wrong.
Yeah, it's a tough situation there.
We've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We've got the Harry Potter Universe, MCU, HPU. Let's mash this all together into some kind of MCHPU. It's Magical Mashup.
Magical Mashup.
Okay, so for a Magical Mashup today, I have a very funny meme format that I thought we could kind of play around with. So I have a couple of examples, and then if you guys have some ideas, we can also hear those. So the format basically goes like this. Tony Stark says something, Captain America says something, Tony Stark says something, and then the logo for Marvel's Captain America Civil War comes up.
Okay.
So basically like that they disagree and then they have Civil War. Okay. So here's the first example. Tony, have you finished Harry Potter yet? Cap, not yet. I'm halfway through. Tony, Snape kills Dumbledore. Marvel's Captain America Civil War.
That's great.
Okay. Oh my God. That's definitely worth fighting over.
Yeah. And then the next one is, Tony, who's your favorite Harry Potter ship? Cap, Harry and Hermione, obviously. Tony, what the fuck? Marvel's Captain America Civil War.
Oh, that's so good.
So I just wanted to see if you guys have any ideas for this meme format.
Tony, I think Tom Riddle is the worst Cap, no. Umbridge is the worst. Captain America Civil War. It's not very good.
Tony, have you read the Harry Potter books yet? And then Cap says, nah, I watched the movies. I don't think I need to read the books. Tony, what the fuck face? Marvel's Captain America Civil War.
Tony Stark, I think I would bring a cat to Hogwarts. Captain America, I think I would bring a toad. Iron Man, what the fuck? Captain America, Civil War. Like, who would bring a toad?
That's a good one. You guys want to get weird with it? It's time for Eerie Theory.
You're not going mad. You're just as sane as I am.
So I've got a good combined Harry Potter MCU theory and HP MCU theory for you.
Awesome. Okay. Give it to us.
Okay. So at the end of the second Deathly Hallows movie, when Voldy dies, we watch him sort of slowly disintegrate into weird black dust, right? Mm-hmm. So my theory is Harry didn't even kill Voldemort. He was snapped out of existence by Thanos.
Oh my God.
It just happened to occur in the middle of the Battle of for Hogwarts.
That is the best. Oh my God, I love it.
Obviously the timeline doesn't match up, but that's okay.
They use the time heist machine.
Okay, yeah. But it's awesome because it's so weird that they do that in the movie, because that's obviously not what happens in the book.
Like they had an aversion to just having a dead body for some reason. They're like, we'll have him disintegrate. And I remember watching it going like, what? But now it makes so much sense. Harry actually got his ass handed to him and he got saved by Thanos wanting the world to be more, or the universe to be more balanced.
Thanks a lot, Thanos. So with this theory, that means that he probably came back in the blip or the unblip, unsnap. I don't know what they call it anyway. So Voldy's still out there.
Yeah, Voldy's out there biding his time. And actually, now that I say biding his time, I think he might be Joe Biden.
Probably.
Guys, will this mean that there's going to be more Harry Potter stuff
if
Voldy comes back?
Yeah, Voldy comes
back. Yeah, I think his kids and their friends are going to have to fight him because Harry's too old. He's like 40. It's way too old for that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We know only children can defeat Voldemort.
Yeah.
Especially if they're babies.
Wow, this is a lot to think about. I'm like scared for the wizarding world, but you know, they can do it. They got this. Maybe the Avengers will come help them out.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our Avengers episode. Check back for part 2 someday in the future. Don't forget to like, rate, save, subscribe, or whatever you're supposed to do so you don't miss an episode. Please follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat and Twitter at sloppysorting and Facebook. Feel free to send us questions and suggestions. See you later, Sloppy Slops.
Captain America, throw her shield!
Is he saying throw her shield?
Yeah. He's not very good at pronouns.